lover.
Oh, it's another day here at the Comeback Team Studios. This is your boy, Beck Lover, and you're watching Interesting Times with Beck Lover, where I cover all the breaking news around the world, topics that might be of interest, things that I think are either cool, funny, scary, crazy, or outlandish. I do all the work so you don't have to, so make sure you hit that subscribe button because I condense all of the top stories that are going viral or that maybe people don't know about yet and things that may be of concern to you in the world that we live in. But I can promise you one thing, you're going to learn a thing or two about life. So make sure you hit that subscribe button, and this is available where all podcasts are distributed. You can watch it on Rumble, Spotify, YouTube. You can also check out the audio version anywhere podcasts are available. I'm going to jump into today's story. I woke up. I had a normal day. Just another dark and gloomy day here in New York City. And I mean, we've barely had any sunny weekends. I think they said 82% of the last month and a half, 2 months have been rain on the weekends. So we haven't really enjoyed much nice weather. But I woke up to a gloomy New York, and I woke up to some news that was devastating to my 11-year-old self, one of my childhood's, you know, favorite people to watch on the show, you know, Family Matters, had some breaking news today, and I'm going to cover that story right now. Why, Eddie Winslow? Oh, Eddie Winslow, you were so nice and wholesome growing up. I used to love watching you on TGIF. Thank God it's Friday programming. As a young man, I'd take whatever popsicle or ice cream was in the freezer, and I would get ready to watch me some Family Matters. It was one of my favorite shows growing up as a child, with Carl Winslow, the police officer, and his family in Chicago. And it was a beautiful story of a amazing family, nuclear family, where they got through whatever issues life brings. And this was a time before the whole, you know, trans movement and everything that's gone on in the last 20, 30 years, when television was a little more wholesome. You wouldn't see the type of stuff you see now on TV. It would have been considered rated R or rated X. That's how far off the farm we've gone since shows like Family Matters, Full House. These were shows that I grew up with, which were very wholesome. The older generation grew up with Let's Leave It to Beaver, you know, the Munsters, I Dream a Genie. And if you watch today's television, it's like rated filthy and disgusting. In any event, Eddie Winslow. Eddie, why? Now, the actor's name is Darius McCray. Darius McCray, also known as Eddie Winslow. I actually got to meet him back in 2004. I met him at the club called Suede on 23rd Street. I hung out with him all night with Tracy Morgan and Murder Murphy, the hip-hop mogul guy. You've seen him managing Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't know if he still does, whatever. I was hanging out with this group of people. It was Tracy Morgan, Murder Murphy, and Darius McCray. I didn't even know his real name. I only knew him as Eddie Winslow. All night I was calling him Eddie, and he was getting kind of mad. But, you know, I was intoxicated, and that's the name that kept coming to mind, was Eddie. And the whole time I'm like, wow, I'm 20 years old, and I'm hanging out with Eddie Winslow. In any event, he seemed like a really nice guy. And, you know, we hung out all night at the club, and then that's it. I never saw him again. And now I have to see him in a way that shatters my 12-year-old mind. This article breaking the news today: trans OnlyFans star Sydney Starr goes viral in raunchy video with actor Darius McCray, Eddie Winslow on Family Matters. Eddie Winslow, the Family Matters star, is trending after Sydney Starr recently posted a sultry video of her and 2021's Darius McCray. Apparently, Darius may have joined her OnlyFans as the 35-year-old transgender diva took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to promote her blue page and expressed, "Want to see what's up next with me and Eddie Winslow? Subscribe to my OnlyFans right now." Sydney Starr post features a video from 2021 that shows her and Darius McCray behind the scenes of a photo shoot dancing and kissing intimately while take song When We Play When We plays in the background in a post from the moment she wrote, here's next to me is a legendary seasoned performer in this entertainment industry at Darius McCray, a straight black actor standing next to a controversial transgender woman like me. We are great friends, and this is we have made a powerful move for this to be a lesson to the world that we are all human no matter what. Here's the video of Eddie Winslow standing with this trans woman, meaning born a man, became a woman. Now people want to debate if you're a straight man and you're doing these types of acts with someone that was biologically born a man, are you not homosexual? Now, what do you think? Drop a comment below. As you can see in this video, you know, he looks real happy and think it got real steamy after the photo shoot. I can tell you that much. But Darius is a very handsome man. He has not aged at all since I've seen him. At that time, I met him at Club Suede in New York on 23rd Street. But the internet has gone viral with this. I guess in some ways, what's the big deal if this is something he knew about, something he chose to do? I guess the question is, are you considered gay if you hook up with someone that was genetically born a man? In my opinion, yes, you are gay. You are homosexual, 100%. So does that mean that Darius is homosexual? Drop a comment below. Now, to further this whole point, I want to take you back to Sydney Starr's interview where she's being interviewed by Vlad TV, the legendary Vlad TV, where he seems to get people to reveal all types of things, crimes they've committed. He may have even solved Tupac's murder. I mean, Vlad TV does some pretty good work, but he's gotten a lot of backlash recently, especially from the hip-hop community, accusing him of exploiting their community. And in some ways, it does seem like that. And yet, he never shows his face on camera, maybe because he's scared people will recognize him in the streets. I don't know. But back to Sydney Starr, you tell me and answer that question. Is Darius McCray gay? I would say yes. Here's the proof.
So at what point did you decide to get a sex change operation?
I would say the age of 23 is when I got my full operation. I couldn't do much when I was in high school, and right when I graduated from high school, I was on it. Like, I went and got my breast implants. I went and did a little body work. I went and did some little face stuff done. You know, I did a little bit of everything. But when I hit 23, that was the big moment. And I just was like, it's time to do it, you know? And I think that was probably the best decision in my life. And I'm still doing me. Like, I'm still growing and I'm still doing different things to make me to look better, you know, staying in the gym. And I think that once I got out of high school, everything got taken care of. I was on my shit, you know?
What is amazing to me is for those of you that would never want to hook up with someone from that community, women that have transitioned into being men, you better really do your homework, man. This ain't like the old days where you could see an Adam's apple and all that. They have all these surgeries now. Like, you better, like, really check. And even if you check down there, you still might not know until it's too late. And if you hook up with one accidentally, that doesn't make you gay by those standards. But I think, I don't know, what do you guys think? Drop a comment below. My opinion is you hook up with a transgender woman who's a man, became a woman, you are genetically gay, in my opinion. But I could be wrong. You guys tell me if I'm wrong. Other outlandish news. A Florida man, this is reported by the New York Post, convicted after admitting to heinous crime during job interview to become a police officer facing life in prison. Okay, you got to be a moron. Just the title is enough. A Florida man who aspired to become a police officer admitted to sexually abusing his cousin during a police department job interview and now faces life in prison. Stephen Bodley, 26, was convicted by an Orange County jury last week of sexual battery on a child, the Office of State Attorney Andrew Bain said in a news release. Bodley first mentioned playing sexual games in a sworn officer application with the Apopka Police Department. He again mentioned the crime during an interview. The certified voice stress analysis examiner performed a voice stress examination of Bodley. During the examination, the examiner asked Bodley to expand on concerning answers he provided in a pretest questionnaire. Bodley described sexually abusing a child years ago and admitted to it when asked to expand further. Detectives tracked down the victim's mother, who said Bodley and the victim had a close relationship. The Tampa Bay Times reported, citing an affidavit, the victim, a female, told the Florida Department of Children and Families about the abuse, saying it took place over several years, from when Bodley was around 14 to when he was about 19. So he went in for a job to work with the cops and got himself arrested and is facing life in prison. Not the sharpest tool in the shed. Interesting times indeed. Walmart announced a few weeks ago they're going to be laying people off and relocating them, but yet in today's article in CNN, Walmart's business surges as shoppers hunt for low prices. Businesses from McDonald's to Home Depot are struggling to attract financially strapped shoppers, but Walmart is growing as a consumer search for inexpensive groceries, essentials, or other merchandise. So they're booming right now. New York City, 82% of the last 11 weekends brought rain to Central Park. So what am I doing this weekend? Probably nothing. This year's Pride events, as we enter June, FBI Homeland Security warns terror groups may try to target Pride Month events. Foreign terrorist organizations and their supporters may seek to exploit gatherings associated with the upcoming June 2024 Pride Month. Some of those organizations now have like basically flipped their things around of how they're going to do stuff. And maybe I should lower this little handle thing here and get it out of the shot. There we go. So, yeah. U.S. completed a floating pier to deliver aid to Gaza. So on one hand, they send millions and billions of weapons to blow up Gaza. On the other side, they're trying to feed them. Meanwhile, they're stuck in there like sardines while Rafah is being invaded. And it's a horrible conflict that doesn't seem to have any end in it. And the amount of human life lost there is unexcusable, unforgivable, and unforgettable. Dow rises above 40,000 for the first time as bull market gains steam. I don't know where all this bull market's coming from. Most of the people I talk to are not doing well. I think this is the most inflated market ever. And I think when this bubble bursts, it's going to make the Great Depression of the 1920s look like Disney World. That is my opinion. This is Beck Lover. You listen to another episode of Interesting Times. Check out my podcast tonight with David Nino Rodriguez, former heavyweight champion of boxing. I'm on his podcast discussing some critical issues. Check out my episode that dropped. I was a guest on Brad Lee's Dropping Bombs. And there's a ton of more content coming your way. Stay tuned every day with your boy, Beck Lover, on Interesting Times, the podcast. God bless. Stay strong.